In that first reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, St. Paul says, if there's anyone, a brother who walks in a disorderly way, to shun them, that they do not walk according to the tradition that they received from us. I think undergirding what St. Paul is saying is the fact that orthodoxy, that is right belief, leads to orthopraxy, or right living, or a right practice. And that if somebody has a wrong belief, then they're going to live in a disorderly way. So St. Paul is exhorting those in the Thessalonians, of course, to live rightly and to believe rightly. If you believe rightly, then you will live according to God's way and to his law. He ends this little section by saying, in fact, when we were with you, we instructed you that if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. To steal a line from a famous movie, it looks like we're all going to be a lot thinner if we're not working. Now, St. Paul, of course, he may not be referring to those who are unemployed. That might be the case, but rather those who do not work for their salvation, who sort of sit around and expect grace to kind of do its own thing, and maybe I'll just kind of float into heaven on the stream, you know. The lazy river that will take me eventually to heaven. Now, to get to heaven, of course, it takes work. And that work, of course, is building those virtues and allowing God's grace, and of course, then to perfect us. So we always need to be at work in this way. None of us are ever unemployed, and none of us are ever should be lazy and do absolutely nothing. We're not going to float our way to heaven. So that order comes, of course, by living rightly and believing rightly. Jesus has something similar to say in the gospel today. He continues his woes to the Pharisees. He says, "You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth." He warns us that on the outside we may appear to be doing very well, but inside maybe not so well. And that's where that work that St. Paul is talking about needs to happen. So perhaps in the outside we appear very kind and very nice, and we're always nice to people, but on the inside we're extremely critical, judgmental, and you know, even have things of hate in our hearts. And that's where the Lord is saying we have to work. That's where we have to look interiorly and say, okay, what is it that I need to put back in, or to put in this right order? And here, Jesus is that he reminds us that it's the interior again that will eventually show itself exteriorly. So if we look very good and very nice on the outside, we really need to look inside to see what needs to be done. Sometimes we need healing that has to be done within interiorly in order for true kindness to be expressed outside to other people. So let us allow the Lord to enlighten our hearts and our minds to see the work that He is calling us to do. Perhaps the one way, easy way of looking at the word of God today is, what one virtue or one grace do I need to work on today? And just start there, building one small block at a time.